Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from the divine, like this episode, where the Holy Spirit reveals to me the topic name in the middle of my day and tells me when to record it. So I do, I'm obedient. Sometimes I share music with you that he inspires through me to help you if you're struggling in some capacity with depression or some tough season, to help encourage you to flip the script and maybe to entertain you a little bit, to keep your attention. So our family, our mission, our life mission is to help empower you to find happiness from within. Everybody defines happiness differently, but our underlying true happiness, what we believe, is that true joy and happiness comes from the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is allowed to live and breathe through you, when you ask Him into your heart, you get the freedom to choose whatever you believe in. If you live in America and many countries around the world, there are some that won't allow you to believe in our faith system publicly. But that's the beautiful thing about living in America, is you get to choose to have the freedom of religion. So the topic today is, parents, go ahead and pause it, because this is an adult sermon, prostitutes and strip clubs, straight from the Father. First thing that came to mind was, I was in a car accident July 8th, 2023. As I record this, it is August something, 2023. August, let me get you the exact date, 24th. So a little over a month and a half ago, I was hit by another vehicle. She admitted full fault. I was on a mission trip on the weekend. I was and am fully employed. And I was hit. My car was taken to a tow yard in an area I'd never been to before, an hour away in Tell City, Indiana, where I was hit in Jasper, Indiana. And in Tell City, there was a female police officer that had been killed a couple days before that. I didn't know about it until the officer that was writing the report for my car accident told me he was on his way to help with the funeral arrangements of the female officer that was killed at a hospital protecting a domestic violence victim. I thought I was going on a mission trip to feed the homeless, but the Holy Spirit sent me there, I believe, to minister to the grieving community in the outskirts of Tell City, outside of Tell City by about an hour in Jasper, Indiana. I had never been to that state before, but I go where the Holy Spirit tells me to go. And because of the car accident, they held onto my vehicle for a little while in their tow yard. And it took about 2 weeks for my car to get towed to a car repair shop in my state of residency because of the economy, and none of the tow companies were willing and able to pick up the vehicle because it wasn't profitable to their business. And so people kept canceling left and right. And so the tow truck man that picked up my car, he and the company decided, I believe, to gift me and towed it overnight. I don't know if they charged or not. They did it for me. I think because I showed kindness to them, and I created a song for the fallen officer. I was just trying to help. My mom and I wrote it together over the phone while I was dealing with the car accident, while I was dealing with car insurance companies that weren't being responsible for me. They were not stepping up to help me until I started phrasing things so dire. I was completely stripped of all of my money and resources because of this car accident. And when I finally got the car to the tow yard, he and I connected. The tow truck driver, Robbie, super cool dude, he offered me emergency housing, but I didn't know him. And I was stuck in a very rich town. I called 7 churches and none of them helped me, a fellow minister, because they were grieving and they didn't know me. I was a stranger, right? They didn't know I'm in the bloodline of Jesus Christ. they were processing the death of a female police officer who was murdered protecting a woman in a hospital. Our nation is under extreme mental crisis. And so I chose to be kind to them and be loving, give of my gifts in the best of my ability in the middle of crisis. And there is power of prayer. My mother and I had prayed together, and things started turning around after my mother and I prayed. He was in our midst. He was in my midst when I was in the car accident. And I'm talking he as in the Father, the Heavenly Father, sent angels to protect me. There's no way I should have walked away from that car accident. The lady was going 80 miles an hour, and she decided to get into my lane. She said her car hydroplaned. No. That's what she said. I believe she was forced into a trance. I believe if we asked her private medical information that she got the injection, because there was forced false information sent to all of us during the pandemic that the injection was the cure to a disease that they released to the public on purpose. And there was nanobat technologies that I heard from a doctor in Europe in 2020. Why were there nanobot technologies in the injection? Why are there embryonic dead fetuses of kidneys, of human fetuses in the injection? There's all kinds of evil, nasty stuff in there. But this episode is about strip clubs and prostitutes. So when my car got to the car repair shop, it was very interesting because I made friends with the tow truck driver. So he let me know immediately when my car got there. And I told him, I said, I am protected from the presidential security teams that protect all presidents, but especially President Trump. So he texted me to let me know when my car, because I told him I'm being messed with, heavily messed with, digitally bullied, all kinds of things. So he texted me when my car got to the shop. So I got there as soon as they opened up. And they opened up the car for me. And I emptied all the paperwork so that I could take it and put all my documents in my private, possession, right? Because my hero of 2020, the top trained assassin of President Trump, although he'd deny it to your face if you asked him because he's smart and he's been doing this a long time, he told me don't trust nobody. And as I was taking all the paperwork out, there was a business card in it in my glove compartment. I didn't put it there, it's not in my handwriting, but someone had soldered my key door open. My old roommate told me this. He said, I could see someone's messed with your keyhole, so they've been breaking in to my car in the middle of the night for 3 years, planting things in my car. And they got caught. I let the powers that be know. The card was a strip club. I had no idea where it was at, what it was, and how it got into my car. But people in my community in the last week have told me about real, raw news. And a couple other real, patriotic websites, podcasts to get informed on what is going on in America. And there are many people that have decided, nope, this person, we're going to target them because we don't like them and we're going to get them killed. They've tried to kill me 14 times since 2018, since this assignment from the Lord above all lords has been assigned to me to be the person to help people with depression in the world. And what the enemy tries to plan, the Lord foils all the plans of the enemy and rebounds the attacks back onto them. So I let the powers that be know that they had planted a strip club card in my car. And I said, I know that my husband and all the people that really look out for me would never do that. So who put it in my car? 54 days. 54 days until I get to see my husband after a year and a half, when these same people that sent me to him and committed treason in America on President Biden's security team, then 18 months later or thereabouts on Easter Sunday, 2022, after he and I got married, yeah, we foiled their plans real big. They didn't expect me to marry him. I married the best security man in the world, and he loves his wife. He was forced to separate from me and pretend like he didn't even know me after he asked to retire from the Blackwater Alumni Group. He denied to my face what group he was a part of. So that's just what I think, because he doesn't marry no dummy and I ain't no dummy. And the man that sent me to him was the president of the defunded alumni group. And then last 2 years ago when I was doing HVAC sales, where I was getting sexually harassed by the regional manager, by coworkers on the technician side, and they were even harassing my male coworkers during the day when I would be assigned to them, because they kept rotating me to all the men. And I kept asking, can I have some consistency so I can start making some sales? They on purpose were blocking me from making money, sacrificing revenues. Yeah. Big mistake. Big effing mistake. They've been trying to damage my reputation for 3 years, and we got 54 days till the end of this contest. I can't wait to see my husband again. They forced us to separate, and then then they tried to cover up that I was being sexually harassed in the workplace, and they erased it, illegally hacked into their company's website, that my boss's boss told me no one could hack in, that it was impenetrable. They have so many security protections. And I was like, you don't know the people that protect me. And the people that are in this contest can't trust nobody. When they heard that I had been sexually harassed and it was confirmed by the Democratic Party's informant, the Holy Spirit said, say his name. Bill Dolan was the informant to the Democratic Party, planted himself on my team as a pretend friend. He's not in the circle anymore. He called me and then he defended me to President Clinton. He FaceTimed President Clinton after that phone call where he forced me to say what group was protecting me on the phone. They recorded it. Then they thought they got us. Nope. They just rebounded the attack back onto themselves. That was last fall. He was in the process of hiring me as a 7-figure starting salary plus commissions. I had 3 interviews on his team because he knew I was good. And President Clinton told him on purpose not to hire me, because President Clinton accepted payment in 2018 from Ching Li Chang. I believe that's how you say his last name. Xiyang. From the CCP of China. That is trying to take over America. He accepted payment to have me killed in 2018, and they've continued to try and kill me. I didn't know until a few weeks ago who had accepted payment and who, because the Holy Spirit revealed it to me. I don't take it personally. I'm going to forgive President Clinton 100%, because he didn't really know me in 2018. I just started sharing my story because it was just assigned to me from the Lord above all lords. And we believe that this Ching Li Chang, Chang, I think it's a CH sound when it's an X. Because I used to teach in graduate school. I was a graduate teaching assistant at Oregon State University. And I was the international, they created a position for me. They paid my tuition. And I was the international, like, exchange student teacher for the fitness classes, for the PAC classes. And lots of our students were from China because their parents paid in full. If you pay in full, you get extra staff working for you. Yeah. So I love people from China, the ones that don't try to abduct children. But I believe, and a lot of us believe the CCP group is evil. They abduct children, they sexualize children, they harvest their organs and all kinds of things. And they are the ones that paid President Clinton to have me killed in 2018, and they continue to do so. They pay a lot of people, and they only tell you need to know information from our government. But there are a lot of good people in the government, a lot of outstanding military people and first responders. So I choose to focus on the good. I choose to focus on the good. It is a choice. It is a daily choice. But they have tested me. They have pulled me in all kinds of directions. They've tried to force me to pick political sides when I choose unity and love. I didn't make any political stance for 3 years until the Holy Spirit told me to stand and protect President Trump because they are trying to arrest a man that is protecting children. They tried to arrest the man that allowed for his resources to protect me in 2020 when they on purpose sent me to receive protections from him. And they tried to use me as an informant without asking my permission and illegally hacking into our devices. Committing treason. That's instant death. That is military law. I'm not a military law expert. That is what people that are older than me, that are wise, that have years of experience, real life experience, and are true patriots have told me. I choose love because that is what Jesus Christ says to do. Many of these people, on purpose, tried to ruin my reputation. Before I married my hero, I was asked to go on a date from the man that came to my house, from the president of the defunded Blackwater group that had came to my house when I lived in Woodstock, Georgia, when Diane Skokan was my landlord, when I was stuck there because I had fled a domestic violence situation and I was going to come back because it was a family member, but then the shutdown happened and I wasn't allowed to travel. So I had to get a new job in a new area with three different outfits. I'm resourceful. I'm resilient. Nothing stops me from this purpose that the Lord has assigned to me. That man was sent to me on purpose from government leaders trying to use me in my gifts and promotions. He told me he was giving me 2 days of security detail protections. And then he sent me to the top man that he respected while he accepted payment to have me killed. He had to trick the lady so good that had paid a fake PhD in ministry. 6 months after that, he invited me in, I believe it was April, while I was sleeping on my former friend's house when I rehabilitated back in Tennessee. The Holy Spirit said, say the city in Clarksville, Tennessee, near Fort Campbell. At that time, she was active duty. I don't know if she still is, because I haven't spoken to her since she called out of the blue after I'd gotten married to my hero of 2020. And they traced that phone call. I was sleeping on her couch, paying her rent, when he invited me on a date. Veteran, former first responder, married man. I didn't know he was married until maybe a year later. Why did he invite me on a date if he was a married man? Why was he paid over $1 million and whipped it out in public? Why did he ask me multiple times to suck his penis on that pretend date? The only thing he offered me in that time was he bought my drinks. He tried to get me drunk, take advantage of me as a woman, and he tried to ruin my reputation. That's not what real men do. Real men cover and protect women. I'm an American citizen protected under the American Disabilities Act. And I launched my nonprofit ministry to say thank you to him and the man he connected me to, because they swore oaths to protect me, but then he got bought out. I believe they threatened his family unless he did it, because he didn't try that hard to get me to suck his penis. But I believe they were listening in on his device and probably had cameras ready and able to ruin my reputation, because that is what the paparazzi is for. The media is for. The world is full of sin and evil and darkness. But thank goodness I have been gifted spiritual eyes from the Lord above all lords. And I told him no multiple times. I asked him to help either donate a couple acres of his 1,000 acres that he had gained in 6 months. He had gained 1,000 acres when he had 150 to 200 acres is what he told me when he came to my house in Woodstock, Georgia in October of 2020. And 6 months later, in April of 2021, he had over 1,000 acres and he was getting more. Where did those acres come from? Women remember details. Women. What I was told, women are great spies. I was told that by my hero of 2020. I said, interesting. Wonder why he told me that. Because they all could see that I was a good informant, but they didn't tell me that I was an informant. None of them did. They all tried to use me as a citizen, which is against the law. But it happens, and it's not the first time it's happened in America. My Uncle Franco told me that. He's American citizen now, but he was born in another country and he loved America, so he read lots of history books. He's well read. Professional opera singer. And he told me, he said, yeah, in the 30s and 40s, they actually used musicians regularly as spies for the government. I was like, that's so interesting. They didn't ask my permission to commit treason and try to use me and my gifts that the Lord has assigned to me. Nope. Not gonna happen any further. Not gonna happen. Neither political party has my permissions to use my gifts, because you guys tried to have my husband and me killed. Not legal. Not acceptable. I can't wait to see my husband again and to forgive all the presidents and the first ladies, to forgive Tony Robbins and his wife Sage, to forgive pastors Joel and Victoria Osteen, to forgive Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z, to forgive the man that had been bought out from the Democratic Party. We're going to privately sign contracts of accountability. This man will never do this to any woman again. He will no longer disrespect his wife and sleep with women all over America. Because the same man that took me on the fake date in April and paid over $1 million to do it, he also took my friend from jazz choir in college, because I had introduced him to her in my therapy experience that he got a free seat for. He took her to Mexico and left her there. This man has made very poor choices, but we're going to forgive him. But he needs some accountability. So we're all going to sign contracts using his legal name. No one will damage his business reputation, because discretion is a part of my faith system, and that is what the Lord told me will happen. We are going to forgive all of the treason from all political parties, all of the disrespect to my husband and me when he asked to retire from this group and they tried to kill us. He told me not to trust the government. But until I had to experience it myself, boy, did I have no idea how powerful I am. The Lord has assigned me this position in the world as the global ambassador of mental health to help people with depression. 1.56 billion people I'm responsible for. And in that meeting, we will sign contracts with my salary that my husband and I share 100%. There is no prenup in our marriage. He owns all of my intellectual properties. Anything I create is ours. We will sign an agreement that on my 40th birthday, we will be giving away 90% of our income, whatever money flows through Aaron Nicole Ministries, to whomever the Holy Spirit assigns us to give. And I imagine the money will be given directly to the poor in America, most of it, because America has been completely decimated from the pandemic. And any movies, books, stories created of my autobiography of my life, all of that money, the royalties from that money will go to the Hope Foundation, which is designed for the security teams that have been defunded in America. I don't know how it will work, but I trust that he will get that handled. So those are the contracts we will sign. the U.S. Marine veteran that was a part of my original Move Happy program in the psychiatric hospital, where Move Happy was first birthed, that encouraged me. He was my patient. He said, "Aaron, you need to share this outside of this hospital. It's bigger than this hospital. He will be in that room with all the presidents and the first ladies and my mother. It's up to him if he'd like to sign on the documentation. I want to respect his privacy, HIPAA laws. But the Holy Spirit revealed to me on Veterans Day in 2020 that he will be in the room. So I imagine the powers that be will figure out how to get him there. I'm never going to say his name out loud because that's none of your business." I can't wait. Nobody's going to disrespect or tell lies about myself or my husband ever again. No one's going to tell lies about President Trump ever again. If you do, you're going to be held accountable. Every day the Lord gives us new mercies. So it's our job to show mercy to other people. I'm nowhere near perfect. I don't pretend to be. I don't pretend to know everything. I make good decisions though. I make great decisions no matter how difficult my circumstances. People have royally raped my bank account, my reputation, and forced me into fear for 3 years, releasing cortisol in my body, which can increase risk of dementia, Alzheimer's, PTSD, anxiety, depression. But the Lord assigned me this position. He's allowed me to continue having a sound mind. The more I speak the truth from the scriptures, the more I spend time with him, get down on my knees and thank him for allowing me another day on this earth. He continues to get me through situations and to thrive. What's that, Father? I'm about to go into court today as I record this because I reported child abuse multiple times to a parent that I was working for, and she ignored me, and she prostituted an active duty officer of the United States Army, Sergeant Kevin Wilkins. In his last 6 months of commitment to America, he was getting a salary, and he chose to prostitute his body for my job, which is against the military code. I warned him multiple times to walk away from this relationship, that she was going to ruin his career. And this woman told lies to the authorities in Montgomery County. And the sheriff put a warrant out for my arrest when I reported abuse and neglect to protect the children. And this woman, with her money, power, and influence, got me arrested last week. While I've been waiting to be able to go back to my job, they on purpose targeted me. The Blackwater Alumni Group on President Biden's team sent one of their men to my house. When I called 911, when someone was trying to break into my house, I don't put my address anywhere. I didn't say my address over the 911 call, yet they were able to find my location. And Sergeant, do I say his name, Father? He says, yes, say it out loud. Sergeant Robert Fortner is 100% involved in the Blackwater defunded alumni group on President Biden's side. That is what the man told me that came to my house in 2020, that President Biden has the authority to use sheriffs. There are different teams, and President Biden chose on purpose to send Robert Fortner to my house, and they detached my electricals on my vehicle so that I would be arrested, so that police would have or sheriffs would have a reason to pull me over. That officer told me he was just giving me a warning ticket and I'd be on my way. Then he asked me, "Do you want me to bring your purse to court or to jail because you're getting arrested?" And there was another vehicle, and there was four officers, a female, a male, and two other males, a truck, sheriff, and an SUV that I was put into. The man that drove the truck, they said his officer's last name was Baggett, but on the receipt that I received that was left in my car, it was a different name. What's going on? What is the truth? He asked if I wanted my purse to be brought to jail. I said, yes, please. And could you please bring my backpack? They said, we can't bring it because then if we bring it, then it could get stolen from or whatever. They don't keep your stuff. I was treated so disrespectfully at first because they believed this crazy woman that doesn't protect her children. They believed her lies. He didn't bring my purse, which had my inhaler. Thank goodness I didn't have an asthma attack. I started to after they released me, after about 6 hours of wasted life. And I paid a fee to get myself bailed out of jail. My mother, when I called her and told her what happened, she said, they let you bail yourself? I've never heard of that before. I said, well, there's been a lot of things that have happened in the last 3 years that no one has ever heard before because of this stupid contest that's the first in the history of the world. Lots of people that are supposed to protect Americans are a part of this contest. So there are people that a certain orientation of competitors that will cheat no matter what. Just like in soccer, right? You're going to use your cleats to get somebody when the ref's not looking. There are all kinds of competitors. I do not cheat. I do not lie. I do not steal because I have the conviction of the Holy Spirit. I can't wait to go to court. I have all the evidence. All the evidence of the last year of my journal entries. These people that have chosen to break laws, that have chosen to not protect me as an ambassador of protecting children of abuse. I'm a survivor of it in my childhood. And they targeted me. This Illuminati group that abducts children, that's a part of all the richest organizations in the world. You need to be on high alert, on high guard. They will pay you to get information. Anybody can get bought out. That's what my husband trained me on. 54 days until I get to be reunited with my husband. I can't wait. Today is just another day. This is the first and hopefully only time I'll ever be arrested. However, if people try to arrest me again for protecting children, then so be it. I will continue protecting children from abusers. That is my stance. And if you have a problem with it, you can take it up with my husband. I stand by President Trump and Mrs. Trump, Melania. What's that, Father? He says, say Putin's name. Putin, head of Russia, does not allow for child abuse. Lots of illegal child sex slavery camps are in Ukraine, and that is why many of these places were bombed. That is the truth. What's that, Father? He says, talk about Maui. What about Maui? Maui was the next place, he says, where they were building sex slavery camps. There are over 1,000 children that are missing. You need to be on high guard who the media is advertising as people that are helping with this situation. More than likely, those are the people involved in abducting these children. I can't wait to go to court. Be careful what you listen to in the media. Much of the media is paid out from this evil Illuminati group that abduct children. They have all the riches in the world, and they're trying their best to continue getting people involved in the sex slavery. That is where prostitutes and strip clubs start. They teach young girls and young boys at young ages. They introduce them to sex when they should not be introduced to the physical act of having sex with an adult. That is a sickness. It's called pedophilia. And we arrest people for that. And we remove their internet access. These rich people, the Lord is angry with you and he's done with you breaking laws. That is why the internet will go down in November. Many that these rich people will go mentally insane because they are practicing evil, nasty things and they're not going to get access to their money. So they're going to start acting way worse. We need to protect children at all costs. So be on high alert, be on high guard, start getting accountability in place for the children in your communities. Get connected to Bible-based churches. Start having accountability, handwritten lists of children. Be on high alert. There are 1,000 children missing in Maui. Why isn't the media talking about that? Why are they arresting people that are protecting children and protecting our freedoms? I can't wait to go to court. All right, if you desire to know this father that I know and have a personal relationship with him, where you can call on him for peace, for comfort, for anything you need at any time, day or night, you can do that. It's free. You can't buy it. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I cannot buy it. You give it freely to those who truly believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and ask you into our hearts. So, Father, I ask you, come into my heart. Reveal to me when I make mistakes. Show me a better way to live, to spread your love around the world. Thank you, Father. I receive this gift of salvation. In your name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for a first time, welcome to the family. You want to get plugged into a Bible-based church? Keep them first place. And is there an ask, Father? He says, I want you to ask for money. Okay. How much money? He says, whatever they're willing to give. So you can donate to Erin Nicole Ministries. Any amount you feel led to give. And you can mail it or you can go on our website. I believe they've set it up. So it's erinnicoleministries.org. Do you want me to say our address, Father? He says, yes, say it again. 1477 Tiny Town Road. That's two words. Tiny Town. TINYTOWN. And then road. ROAD. Number 191. City is Clarksville, Tennessee, 37042. Clarksville is spelled C-L-A-R-K-S-V-I-L-L-E. That is my mailing address. You can write a check out to Erin Nicole Ministries, and then we'll deposit it. And I say I will deposit it. I have my board of directors. However, I keep that private until we have this contract signed, because there's been people that have committed espionage, forced people to disassociate from me using their powers in government for evil, breaking all kinds of laws, because they abduct children and they're getting a lot of money to do it, and they're not going to be doing it any longer. We're going to drain this swamp. So donate however much you feel led to do, and it will be blessed. Thank you. Thank you in advance. If you are writing a check, certified check preferred, because they tried to get me arrested with all of this January 6th nonsense last fall by sending me a fake job opportunity to be a brand ambassador. They targeted me, and then they created a fake, maybe it's a real person, politician, I have no idea. They tried on purpose to cause division in America, because that's what communists do. And I reported all of that to the FBI, so I can't wait for lots of organizations to be donating to my husband's and my ministry, because we're going to be sharing the wealth to the poor. That's what Jesus Christ said to do. So donate however much you feel led to do. And don't forget to tell someone you love them today. We'll see you next time.